Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Pei Tes, and we are in the middle of a Sif on Simon Chin Mem. We're in Sif Gimel, and we're going to start the Ramah of Sif Gimel. Page Kuf Pei Tes, Simon Chin Mem, in the Ramah at the top of the page, in the middle of Sif Gimel. Also, Leshabe Uga, famous halacha. Also, Leshabe Uga, Shekosav Alea, Kamin, Oisios. You're not allowed to break a cake upon which letters or things that look like letters are written. Even though you're only just trying to eat it, you're not trying to break the letters and erase them. Because the problem is, it's erasing. You're erasing the letters. Right, famous idea, and we'll see the details now. So we are in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Dalad. Short share today. Sifkaton Yud Dalad. Asa Leshaber. You're not allowed to break the cake with the letters on top. Says the Mishnah, but you can give it to a child. If you give it to a child to eat, that's okay, but you shouldn't break the letters. Exactly what you're doing when you give it to the child, I think the discussion really is, what type of meichik is this? You're not intending to do meichik. It's not almanasechta. You're not planning to write afterwards. So that already makes things much easier. It's not an issa d'oraisa for sure, because it's not intending to write. It's also a destructive. And it's not your kavana at all. So you can give it to a child to eat, but don't do it yourself. Sifkaton tezvav chekosav alea. Written upon it are letters. V'dafka kashikosim ala ugois osios midava ache. However, it's only if there's a different, the text, so to speak, the letters that you've got written, like icing, whatever, you've got some type of lettering on top of the cake from something else, not the actual dough of the cake. But if the text there is from the cake itself, but the first of your dime, either you put it into some type of a mold, a cake mold, or you shaped it by hand to make lettering, then shari, that will be okay to cut through that. The ain shame kasiva alea, because it's not considered to be text, it's not considered to be writing, and therefore the concept of erasing would not be relevant. The chenim kasav oisius bedvash hamoirav b'mayim or shah me peiros gam kain ein lachme. And also, if the lettering is written using honey mixed with water or other fruit juice, then you don't need to be machbe in terms of cutting through the letters. Okay, a few footnotes over here. I don't know if I have time to do all of them, but in terms of the first one, that if mechike is not relevant when the cake itself is made into lettering, only if you have put lettering on top of something else on top of the cake, the Chazanish disagrees. He says it makes no difference. It makes a difference whether it's the cake itself, whether it's writing on top. It's all considered to be lettering, and therefore he's machbe to break even a cake where it's made into a certain lettering on top from the cake itself. But if you have a cake made into a certain shape, not that you have a cake and then you took some dough and put it on top, you know, with extra letters, but rather the whole cake is made into a letter. Like you have shit, you know, the kid's 8 years old, so you've gone the letter eight in the cake is in the letter eight shape, or something like that, or bread, same idea. Then even the Chazon Ish says we don't view it like a picture, like a letter. And therefore there's no problem to break it. That was one footnote. And then we have another footnote, 27, where he says, again, the Mishnah Berurah said that if the lettering is made from honey with water or from fruit juice, something like that, then it's not considered to be lettering. There's no problem to break it. Chazon Ish disagrees with that as well. Since you can see the text, then it has the same din as the other lettering. Why? Just because it's made of honey with water. So okay, it's not so strong. It's faded. It's not a strong lettering. But there is lettering there, says the Chazon Ish, and he is machmir in this case as well. But the Mishnah Berurah, in these two situations, are meikol, either if the cake, if the dough is made into lettering on top of the cake, that's okay to break. And certainly in a case when it's got a certain shape because of the mold, it'll be okay to break. And then he says at the end in the Mishnah Berurah that if the lettering is just made out of honey with water or some type of juice, that's also okay to cut. Sifkaton tez zayin kamin oisius. The lashon of the Ramah was is written upon it things that are like letters. V'yesh machmirin afilu b'tziyurim, and some are machmir even to prohibit cutting a cake if it's got a picture on it, not lettering, but rather a picture, you also shouldn't cut through it. That's a yesh machmirin of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, sometimes you have like images that you're printed onto a cake or onto that, you know, they have now, it's very common nowadays to have like an image or picture printed onto a cake. Like a photo printed on top of it. So he goes through this cheshbon in the footnote in 28. It looks like he's talking about this case, right? 28. Let's look at the footnote, bottom right hand corner. But tsuros graphios, right? Graphic images, graphic images. Tsuros al gabe sakios chalav, which are made on like the side of a milk bag. He's not talking about cake, he's talking about a milk bag. Daf going to shlomo zalman orbach. Even though if you'd make such pictures on the side of a bag, that would be considered that you've done an act of writing. But once it's on the cake, it's on the bag, it becomes part of the bag and not like a separate thing. And therefore he writes, so there's no issa to tear through that picture. If he's intending to erase the letter, the picture by tearing through it, then you definitely can't do that. He says he agrees you can't do that. He's not talking about cakes, he's talking about it. So you have a picture on the side of a milk bag. What?
Yeah.
So he says there's no problem to tear through that. Unless your intent is dafka, you're tearing it to erase the picture, then that will be a problem. Could be the other opinions. I'm surprised in the Dushi doesn't bring out alternative opinions, but that's the opinion of the Shimon Zalman Orbach. Okay, Sifkotten Yud Zayin. So the problem with cutting the cake is it is Moichik. Davi Moichik. We mentioned before, you're not doing the erasing in order to have to write afterwards. We learned yesterday that in order to be a Malacha Daraisa, the erasing has to be you're making space to be able to write two letters afterwards. Here, you're not erasing it, you're not cutting the cake to be able to write two letters or whatever. It's obviously not shy, you're just eating the cake. There's still nevertheless in this Drabonon. Even though it's not your intention to erase here, since even though it's an Drabonon, we still apply the concept of this. It's a certainty, even though you're not intending to do it, and therefore it's an Issa Drabonon to do so. Look at the Muchach, B'Simon, Shin, Yud, Vav, Sif, Dalet. Now here's a famous Shaila. We'll see in a second. The Dogum of Vava is Mekel in this din of the Ramah, of cutting cakes. They have Yob Shari Tshuva, and he brings it in the Shari Tshuva, the Dogum of Vava, which is Nadi Yehuda. And therefore, you can rely on this Dogum of Vava, this Nadi Yehuda's lenient opinion, if you're not actually breaking where the letters are. Right, the mokama oisis with your hand, you're doing it with your mouth. It means you to bite into a cake with letters, to bite through letters in the cake is perfectly okay. The issa is the case of William Machlokes is when you are if you are cutting the cake with a knife, so then there's variant opinions of Ramah says asa, the Noidi Rehuda says it's muta. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that if you're cutting it with a knife, let's say, then or your hand, then you shouldn't do it. But if you're going to bite into it and break it that way, then that's okay. So here's the famous case that people probably heard about. So you have a sefer where on the side of the sefer, right, when if you close the sefer, you'll see that all the pages close together, you see there's text there, there's letters, there's words there. Like a little kid often would write on the side of his textbook, he'd write his name or something, whatever he's scribbling over there. Then yesh oisim lepaschil and ala b'shabbos. Some say you're not allowed to open that book or close that book on Shabbos. Why? Dalidei hapesicha sheve oisis v'havi kamechik. Because by opening the letter, you're breaking the letters. You're splitting the letters in half, and that's like the malacha of meichik. V'chein kishenoy alei havi kagoyim. When you close the book, it's like you're writing the letters because you're closing them up and making the letters again. That is the case that some are concerned about. He says. Who are these people? Nagan Avram, Lavush, again, Lavush is worried about it. Avaldasa Ramah b'tshuva l'hakel, but the Harudah Ramah is Mekel in this Shaila about opening and closing the book. The Chain Das Habe Achroinim, many of the Achroinim are Mekel to allow to open and close the book, even though there are some who are Machmeh, because every time you open it, you're Meichek, every time you close it, you're Kosev, they are Machmeh. But Tamam, the Chain Da'asil in Ovel Esrech Tom, the reason for the Mekelim, since it's a norm, the norm is to open and close it regularly. It's just a way of opening and closing the book. Like a door on a house, you open and close. You don't say every time you open the door, you made a hole in the wall, and therefore it's sofer. And when you close the door, it's boiner. We don't say such a thing. And the minik also is to be maker with such a book. But Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is, it is correct to be machmer. If you have another sefer available that does not have the writing on the side, then he brings some number of places, chayodim, whatever, that ideally you should avoid such a sefer. So again, we see a range of opinions over there. There are some who are machmer, there are many who are mekel. So he says, meikra din, it's okay to use such a book, open and close it, in its normal use, if you want to read the book, that is. But ideally, if there's another book, the same book, but without writing on the side, then you should take the other book rather than this book. That's good.